Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today, stories about love and loss. But first, all right, people, stick with me here. You know me as a journalist, and so that means I love politics. But as a teenager, I couldn't have cared less. My senior year in high school, though, I got turned on to electoral politics. I learned to love street politics and the rough and tumble of community organizing in the Mexicano neighborhood of Pilsen in Chicago. And the person who turned me on to this was Chuy García. Like me, he's a Mexicano and Americano, and he's from Chicago. And he also happens to be running for mayor of that great city. Now, just for the record, this is not an endorsement, but in Chicago's political life, few Latinos have ever run for mayor, let alone won. And so we thought it was worth taking some time to hear from him. Chuy García, welcome to Latino USA.
Great to join you today to talk about love of politics and love of Chicago neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. So Chuy, you know, you did teach me to love electoral politics. I remember thinking that you actually knew that what we were doing at that time was making history in the late 70s, early 80s, getting the first Latino on the ballot in Chicago. How did you learn to love that kind of politics when you didn't have, you know, specifically any Latino role models?
I think it was my neighborhood grounding and rootedness in growing up in both the Pilsen and Little Village communities and being able to, you know, walk through the alleys and walk through gangways and get a real understanding of how a neighborhood works that got me to really ask a lot of questions about why are things this way? Why is this part of the neighborhood neglected? Why are other parts favored? Why do they get good services? Why do they look better? And I think that that's what really drove me to ask bigger questions about who makes decisions? Who are the folks that call the shots? Who has power? Who doesn't have power? Who can have power? And it was the last question that I think just fueled my drive to say, why can't more people have power and participate in creating the conditions in a neighborhood?
The truth is that you are up against, you know, another Chicago machine, Rahm Emanuel, Obama's first chief of staff. So your chances don't look so good. So what keeps you loving this fight, even if you know that there could be a possible loss at the end of it?
What keeps me loving it is the people in Chicago's neighborhoods who are yearning to become connected to each other, who are seeing more common ground in some of the suffering that they've experienced after the Great Recession of 2008. For example, my opponent in this race, the incumbent mayor, Rahm Emanuel, has raised over $30 million in the past 5 years to engage in, you know, tremendous TV buys that want to paint the prettiest picture of the city of Chicago when people in the neighborhoods are saying, you know, that's not really my Chicago. I disagree with the characterization that everything is, you know, hunky-dory in Chicago. I don't mind being the underdog. I think it's important for us to continue to speak out, to be daring enough to offer a different alternative, a different vision. And I find satisfaction in thinking about that. I find satisfaction in bringing to people saying, can't we change that reality? And really, and engaging in wanting to transform the city in a positive way for the masses, for the ordinary people.
So do you feel like the fight that you're fighting now in Chicago is in a way similar to the fight that you see Latinos on a national level taking on?
I think this election is an election about raising the voice of those who are voiceless, raising the voice of the crisis in Chicago as it relates to unemployment and revitalization of communities that have been disinvested for a long time. There's a desire to have Chicago become a safer city. Latinos are a growing part of the population and electorate in places like the New South. And if their voices are heard in Chicago with a strong Latino turnout, that can bode well for that community, can place them on the map. This is a movement about empowerment. It's a movement about the crisis in urban American cities and the need for Congress to address it and to change the reality of many people by providing them opportunities to work. That is really the seed of the violence that we experience in Chicago, having had over 10,000 shootings over the past 4 years and over 1,800 homicides. That's intolerable. And that's why we're fighting in this election.
Chuy Garcia, good luck.
Thank you.
Chuy Garcia is a member of the Cook County Board of Commissioners. He's also a candidate in Chicago's mayoral race.